Now, values are the same thing as criteria.
Oh, in NLP, yeah, we talk about highly valued criteria or criteria. And criteria is just another word for values. When I wrote the book, Timeline Therapy, I decided to de-jargonize it. I felt like criteria is way too jargonistic, and the rest of the world was talking in terms of values. So what we're talking about is values. If somebody in NLP says the criteria ladder, or this is the criteria...
That's values hierarchy.
That's just values hierarchy. Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay. Before I started writing about values in the NLP community, nobody even talked about values. They talked about criteria, but they never talked... And they talked about criteria for purchasing things, or criteria for doing a specific thing, but they never talked about life's values or areas of life's values. So the work we're learning here is this is the state of the art in neuro-linguistic programming. And I continue to work on this, and we're going to give you information during this segment, which is right up to date in terms of this year. So now, let's define values. And you can write this information on page 3-4.
Values are what's important to us.
Values are what's important to us.
That's a question on your test.
That's, by the way, the simple answer. You can fill that in if you want.
Values create motivation, our motivation, before we do anything.
They motivate us before we do anything.
But also they determine behavior.
Based on what we're motivated to do.
What we do in our time. Or with our time.
Yeah, what we do with our time. What we do... See, because I would venture to say, just between you and me, I would venture to say... Even if you hate something, if you're motivated to do it, it's important to you. And my favorite example is a guy who says, well, you know what? I hate paperwork. And I'll say to him, but do you do it? He goes, yeah.
Every
I say,
day.
Why? He says, because it's important.
So values are not necessarily what you like.
They're not what you like. They're what's important to you. Highly valued criteria are our most important values. Now, values are what we move away from or what we move toward. Like I said, the guy with the hating paperwork, he's moving away from it. But what is he moving away from? Probably because he hates it. He's moving away from whatever is the unconscious side of that, hating disorganization or hating not having sales done or whatever. Yeah.
And together with the meta programs, they are part of our most unconscious filters.
These are things that we're willing to expend resources for.
And they tell us, basically, how we judge what we've done after we've done a certain behavior or something. They tell us how we judge good or bad, appropriateness or inappropriateness, right and wrong.
They're the things we obtain resources for. And in terms of the filters... If you look at the guy, what page is that on that guy?
1-8.
1-8? 1-what? 6. Thank you. If you look at our little guy on page 1-6, let's see where metaprograms and values are.
NLP communication model, yeah?
If you look at the NLP communication model, let's look and see where metaprograms and values are. Metaprograms and values are one of the filters. Metaprograms are content-free filters. They're filters that filter our experience, but they're free of content, whereas values are filters which have content, and yet they filter our experience.
Now, if we are totally congruent with our values, that means that, and in alignment with our values, our objectives and goals will be extremely easy to achieve. The problem is that there is a lot of incongruity, there is a lot of conflict among the values in a value hierarchy.
As we're talking about it here, away from, in this case, would constitute a conflict of between what you want and what you don't want. Whereas there could also be conflicts between values which would include parts. Yeah. So we need to talk about all of that. Values are generalizations about deep belief systems.
They're usually nominalizations.
They're usually nominalizations. Now, let me give you one example of a value that isn't a nominalization. A value that is a nominalization is a word like communication. It's the process of communicating, and you say communication is very important to me. A nominalization is a word that acts like a noun. Yeah? So communication is very important to me. Relationship is very important to me, as someone might say. Those are both nominalizations. But here's a value that's not a nominalization, and yet it is in this function. Money. She say, what's important to you about work? And the client goes, this, and making money. So money becomes, in this case, important to the person. Is money a nominalization? Well, it's not per se, because you can take money and you can put it in a wheelbarrow. That's the test for nominalization.
And yet
money is a nominalization, and it's a nominalization of work. So money is a nominalization that represents the energy of work. And yet, so it is possible for a person to have money in their values hierarchy and to have that be okay. It's especially important for certain people, some types of people, in terms of their values levels. It's important for them to make money. Other people aren't motivated at all by it. So values are generalizations about deep belief systems, and they're usually nominalizations. They govern all human behavior.
Serve as evaluation criteria for all our actions. So they serve as an evaluation filter.
And how they serve as an evaluation filter is, were the actions that I did, were they good or bad, right or wrong? Did I like them or don't like them? This or that. That's how values serve as an evaluation filter.
Now, highly valued criteria.
Highly valued criteria are also values. They're our most important values. Now, it's important, by the way, as I think we said this in another way, but let's also mention this. As our highly valued criteria, values themselves are not what you think, per se, but they're how you think. So values are less about content and more about process, although values themselves are not content-free filters. They contain some content. Values, however, are substantially more abstract than beliefs for two reasons. One is they have a higher degree of abstraction in terms of the word itself, plus they're shorter. And a shorter phrase or a shorter word rather than a single sentence is going to be more abstract.
But we can say the values are more unconscious than beliefs.
Values are definitely more unconscious than beliefs. Now, what are beliefs then? Beliefs are convictions we trust as being true. So inside ourselves, we know that we have certain beliefs, those convictions that we have about things that are true.
They're things we either can or cannot do.
They determine how we perform our actions, and they determine how we perform through values.
And beliefs either empower you or disempower you.
They, for most people, will provide a rules structure as to how we relate to certain events, as Adriana said, what we can do and what we can't do. Now, if we take values and beliefs and we lump them together, we get attitudes. And attitudes are collections of beliefs and values around a certain system. Attitudes are more conscious for most people. Attitudes are more conscious. You're conscious of your attitude about something. Most people are totally unconscious about their values about something. Some people are somewhat conscious about their values, but only when they've done values work. What are our core beliefs and values? We're still on page 3-4. What are our core beliefs and values? Our core beliefs and values are
those values and beliefs that are important for our personality.
Yeah, core values. Those are deep. And some people in NLP talk about core values or core criteria. And again, those are just our deepest values.
Now, values and belief systems are collections,
just
nothing
collections.
Else but collections of values and beliefs.
Values and belief systems are just collections. Here's a slide, if you look at slide number 106. And by the way, this is duplicated in the notebook on page 3-5. The way I see values and beliefs collections, the way I see them, is that they're, you ever lived in a house that had a cup hook in the cupboard? And you know, the cup hooks in the cupboard, and usually there's a screw in the middle.
Central
that
pillar
and screws
that supports
it in, and
then many hooks.
There's a bunch of hooks with cups on them, and you take the cup. and you hang the cup on the cup hook. Well, the way I see values is kind of like the platform that holds all those little cup hooks, and that the beliefs are clustered around values, much as they are on this page, page 3-5 or slide 106. That the beliefs are clustered around the values. Now, watch what happens, or maybe you can imagine what happens. What happens if I take out this value?
All the beliefs around the world.
Whoa.
Disappear.
If I take out this value, all the beliefs. Look, let's put it this way. If I make the value unimportant, what do you think happens to the beliefs? They become unimportant. They're there, but they're not important. How much leverage is that? How many beliefs do you think you have around a certain value? Lots.
Or
to use an Australian phrase, heaps, mate. That's what I would say. Heaps. Yes. You can use timeline therapy to get rid of a value, but a basic submodality shift is substantially quicker. We're going to show you how to do that. In fact, values are the easiest set of submodalities to change. This will shock you. It shocked me when I figured it out. They're the easiest set of submodalities to change, easier than mapping across, easier than all that. They're very easy. So if you take out a value, you can take out a bunch of beliefs with it. But every belief that you have is clustered around a value. So a value acts as the controlling element for each belief that you have. Now, there are some people in NLP that write, that have done a lot of work on beliefs, and they say, you know, this belief or that belief, and have, you know, and they say to work with beliefs. And a lot of NLP practitioner trainings still teach changing beliefs, that old four-step belief process. Changing beliefs with submodalities, and it's a four-step belief process where you take the belief that is true and you make it a belief that's no longer true, and then you take a belief that's totally true and make the new belief into that. Whew. It's an involved process. It's substantially quicker to get rid of a belief using timeline therapy by getting rid of a limiting decision, and it's substantially quicker to work with values directly rather than working through beliefs or rather than using timeline therapy for that. So beliefs are clustered around values.
And it gives you substantially more leverage to work with values because values are more abstract than beliefs. That's another major chunk of information integrating.
There it goes. All the way down inside. Blunk. So